betrayal. That time has come for us in relation to Vietnam. The truth of these words is beyond doubt, but the mission to which they call us is a most difficult one. Even when pressed by the demands of inner truth, men do not easily assume the task of opposing their government's policy, especially in time of war. Nor does the human spirit move without great difficulty against all the apathy of conformist thought within one's own bosom and in the surrounding world. Moreover, when the issues at hand seem as perplexing as they often do, in the case of this dreadful conflict, we are always on the verge of being mesmerized by uncertainty. But we must move on. Some of us who have already begun to break the silence of the night have found that the calling to speak is often a vocation of agony. But we must speak. We must speak with all the humility that is appropriate to our limited vision. But we must speak. We must rejoice as well, for surely this is the first time in our nation's history that a significant number of its religious leaders have chosen to move beyond the prophesying of smooth patriotism to the high grounds of a firm dissent based upon the mandates of conscience and the reading of history. Perhaps a new spirit is rising among us. If it is, let us trace its movements and pray that our own inner being may be sensitive to its guidance. For we are deeply in need of a new way beyond the darkness that seems so close around.
Wow. Where are those voices today? Some of us who have already begun to break the silence of the night have found that the calling to speak is often a vocation of agony, but we must speak. Can it be said better? We must speak with all the humility that is appropriate to our limited vision, but we must speak. Wow. Wise words. We must speak to the high grounds of a firm dissent based upon the mandates of conscience and the reading of history. Brilliant. For we are deeply in need of a new way beyond the darkness that seems to close around us, that seems so close around us. I mean, and the irony of today is that we have every opportunity. In the information age, we have every opportunity to speak, to proclaim liberty, essentially. We have every opportunity to as Jesus said, quoting Isaiah chapter 61, to preach the gospel to the poor, to proclaim release to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, and to set free those who are oppressed, to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord. I mean, we have the opportunity to speak to these issues, to proclaim freedom to the captives, set free those who are oppressed. But we don't learn any of that. Think about what kids are learning in school. Few can argue that, I mean, speaking of the conversations I've had with the boomer-aged folks, you know, I was talking about some of the concerns about social media and artificial intelligence and the combination of the two specifically just yesterday. And I was asked, so is it true? You know, I've heard kind of rumors about folks saying, you know, these high level social media executives, you know, the Zuckerbergs and so forth, are enrolling their children in a more classical education program. They don't let their kids use a lot of technology. They don't let their kids use social media and so forth. I said, yeah, Chamath Palihapitiya has been kind of on a crusade recently saying that very thing. You know, he's a former social media executive, high level guy, who says, I don't use it and I don't let my kids use it. So meanwhile, what's the herd doing? Destroying itself. Which is unfortunate. So just a quick point. Number one, the two major challenges as I see it, dialectical materialism and all that entails. Number two, post-truth. You know, and in number one, in the dialectical materialism, you have, Hegelian Marxism, moral relativism, cultural Marxism, and a number of other factors. But number two, post-truth, this is all part of a dialectical way of thinking, so-called, really not. And again, so as I said yesterday, ultimately, one realizes there is a deep-seated, overwhelming, albeit subtle and nearly imperceptible in a variety of ways, drive to inculcate and maintain this order of thought, dialectical thinking, so-called, among the masses. But why? Because it's an effective control mechanism. The answer really is found in number two, I think. Post-truth. Named the Oxford English Dictionary Word of the Year in 2016. The 2016 word of the year. According to Oxford English Dictionary, post-truth relates to, it's not after truth, it means relating to or denoting circumstances in which objective facts, which is kind of redundant, are less influential in shaping public opinion than appeals to emotion and personal belief. Don't tell me what you know, tell me how passionate you are about it. Which should remind one of Martin Luther King's brilliant words, there is nothing more dangerous than sincere ignorance and conscientious stupidity. This is the makings of idiocracy. Post-truth is the makings of idiocracy. More concerned with appeals to emotion and personal belief than objective facts in shaping public opinion. And you see this, you know, it is kind of the focal point of a number of media spotlights, so to speak. And it's interesting to note that 5 days ago, the New York Times ran the article, "Social Media is Making Us Dumber. Here's Exhibit A," focusing on Steven Pinker, Harvard University professor Steven Pinker, and, you know, the social justice warrior nonsense. Anyway, the fomenting of conflict, and we've seen it in recent years, the adoration and even worship of ignorance, as long as that ignorance is couched in high emotion and personal belief in post-truth fashion. Now, post-truth politics is a thing, an operative term and concept. We live in an age categorized predominantly by this concept. Listen to any group of people talking in America today, and you'll hear the powers of persuasion at work. And of course, this all harkens back to Edward Bernays and those kinds of efforts to manipulate our fellow man. That being normalized itself is sort of a foundational premise. There's no doubt a powerful, persuasive argument has always been influential. Even our own American Revolutionary period bears witness. The problem now is we've lost sight of and reference to the context that objectivity, facts, truth, reason, and logic bring. No wonder we're so divided in America today, and so many seemingly benign conversations devolve into mutual ad hominem attack. With the press, so-called, and social media clinically proven to foment and further fuel this kind of controversy, it's a wonder any two people can carry on a vigorous debate of any kind in this society today. But the bigger problem is that these beliefs and emotions are all but entirely engineered in cybernetic totalist fashion. These are not the product of original thought. Just because this has been accomplished in so diabolically brilliant a fashion as to escape the average person's notice doesn't make it any less real or horrifying. For decades, the subject of regimenting every aspect of human life has been studied fervently by folks like James Watt, Alfred Russel Wallace, J. Forrester, W. Edwards Deming, Rosenbluth, Bigelow, John von Neumann, and of course, Norbert Wiener, among many others. It's such an old discussion, it dates back to at least Plato. In fact, the word cybernetics was first used in the study of self-governance by Plato. Not surprisingly, the contemporary context turns that meaning on its ear, and ironically, the etymological roots of self-governance seem to have been subverted by the very ne'er-do-well seeking to control others. There's more to say, but we'll leave it there for the moment. The point is that life in America has been regimented in cybernetic totalist fashion, and there was that old CIA memo that mentioned that the first step in breaking free from mind control is to realize that someone is seeking to control the subject. You don't know that, then you're just a rat in a maze, following the maze to the cheese in game theory fashion. But I digress. Let's go to the phones real quick and grab Jim in Illinois. Jim, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hey, good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Jim.
Well, yeah, you said a mouthful. I kind of got a little bit of a running list. King, geoengineering, Vietnam and war, homeless. That's just a few of the things, but then part of the nuances there is communism, social gospel, progressives, and 48ers, and that would be 1848. Speaking of King, because we have elevated him to such a high position, I think it's necessary to indicate that Mr. King was a Marxist, a communist, basically. He was probably come out of the social gospel training. That goes back to the 48ers, and also you can find the progressives coming out of that movement back in the 1800s. And what I would direct people to, if I may, it's a short paragraph. I'm going to read this. Highlander Research and Education Center, formerly known as Highlander Folk School, is a leadership school and cultural training center located in New Market, Tennessee. It was primarily known as a training center for labor and civil rights activists from across the United States from the 1930s to the 1960s. The center, which was originally located in the town of Mount Eagle, Tennessee, was founded in 1932 by Miles Horton, a political activist, Don West, an educator, and James A. Dombrowski, a Methodist minister. It is most famous student its most famous students include Rosa Parks, Martin Luther King, James Bevel, Ralph Abernathy, and current Georgia Congressman John Lewis. And that's a rather benign description in that paragraph. The culture they were teaching was cultural Marxism. Founders were communists. Okay, so they some of the people Franklin Delano Roosevelt's wife. For life of me, I'm suffering some amnesia right at the moment. Can't call her name. She was there at that school, so you know. I want people to understand that although Mr. King was a great orator and he spoke great things, he spoke to a contrived or an artifice of discontent, the seeds of which were sown centuries prior to that by a high priesthood that has been around since the beginning of mankind, so to speak. And I know my comments are somewhat general, because what you said today cannot be covered in one show, 2 hours, nor probably 50 shows. Going to the Vietnam War, which you made the wonderful speech about, you know, and which is pretty much stating the facts. The Vietnam War was a manufactured, a contrived war. What most people don't realize during the other contrived war, World War II, Ho Chi Minh was an ally of the United States of America. He helped run the Japanese out of French Indochina. The Vietnamese peoples won their freedom from the French colonial rule when the Chinese invaded. The other thing is people don't understand is that once the war was over, Ho Chi Minh, even though he had been trained communist in that, wanted to adopt a type of bicameral legislature and, you know, fashion some of his government on the likes of the United States of America. However, that would not satisfy said high priest who'd been playing the background for millennia. In yep. the world. Go on. So we then formed NATO after World War II, which France became a member. They were able to get back into French Indochina, and then we were able to, of course, the high priests were able to manipulate that into another war. We called it a police action. All right. Stop right there. Okay.
Well, we couldn't call it war back then because people would say, wait, Congress didn't declare, but we've lost sight of that since then, and so who cares? War, theater, well, conflict. We'll talk more on the other side of this break. Folks, stick around. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Friends feel it's their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me, yeah, all you want to do is use me. But my answer, feels it's good getting used. Oh, you just keep on using me until you use me up.
I frankly think that crisis initiation is really tough. And it's very hard for me to see how the United States president can get us to war with Iran. Which leads me to conclude that if, in fact, compromise is not coming, that the traditional way of America gets to war is what would be best for U.S. interests. Some people might think that Mr. Roosevelt wanted to get us into World War II, as David mentioned. You may recall we had to wait for Pearl Harbor. Some people might think Mr. Wilson wanted to get us into World War I. You may recall he had to wait for the Lusitania episode. Some people might think that Mr. Johnson wanted to send troops to Vietnam. You may recall he had to wait for the Gulf of Tonkin episode. We didn't go to war with Spain until the until the Maine exploded. And may I point out that Mr. Lincoln did not feel he could call out the Federal Army until Fort Sumter was attacked, which is why he ordered the commander at Fort Sumter to do exactly that thing which the South Carolinians had said would cause an attack. So if, in fact, the Iranians aren't going to compromise, it would be best if somebody else started the war.
That, according to old school bad guy Patrick Claussen, the Morningstar Senior Fellow and Director of Research at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy. This is what bad guys think. This is what they say. I mean, that's a lot of hubris. And so we're talking about Vietnam. For those who are not familiar, just do a search for Vietnam War, Gulf of Tonkin, false flag. You'll come up with great articles like the Guardian article titled "When Presidents Lie to Make War." And all this is validating at least one of the points that you're making, Jim. We're on the phones. We have Jim in Illinois on the line. So just, you know, to validate your point.
Yeah. But, you know, moving on to the homeless, all right? And so now we have a mobile diaspora of the dispossessed, the homeless.
What Kelly Greenhill refers to as coercive engineered migration.
And you'll see that this type of engineered migration isn't anything new. Just like communism or the social gospel or whatever, these are just rebrandings of the basic mechanisms which have been employed by the high priests for millennia. All right.
Yeah, and a formal directive, you know, it just happens to correspond with the formal directive of Agenda 21, Chapter 7, human settlement camps. But yeah, I like the way you put it. Mobile diaspora is great.
Yeah. And see, by creating these mobile diasporas, to use a word you like to use, you foment, you seed the future fomentation of unrest. Okay, and
yeah.
You can plug this. I think the word is basically. Correct me if I'm wrong, but it would be a syllogism that you can plug anything into, whether it be homeless or go on.
Yeah, well, absolutely. And when it comes to syllogisms, I was thinking of neologism, which is a Brzezinski term. Never mind. Yes. Syllogism,
yeah,
absolutely.
This is a basic format, and you just plug in the components, okay? Correct?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, rinse and repeat. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Right. And so, you know, you can just rebrand these things. And this is the age-old fight for good and bad, instead of evil. I'll just say good and bad, you know, life and death, you know, and that's what property is, you know. I get so frustrated that people cannot bore down to the basic premise, the principle, the first principle of property, and that is your life. Who owns it?
Yeah.
Do you own it, or is somebody else claiming ownership?
Yeah.
Right? And that is what the royalist or the high priest, whatever branding, the ruling elite, that is what they want, is your life.
Yeah.
They want to say how long you live, how you live, and when you die. You want me to bug out?
No, you can hang on if you want a minute. We got other calls, but I think we...
All right, I'll wrap it up real quick on the other side, all right?
Sounds good. Folks, stick around. We'll be right back after the short break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Bottom of the second hour of today's Road Warrior radio broadcast this Wednesday, January 17th, 2018. We're on the phone. We have Jim in Illinois on the line. And Jim, the foundational issue of your person.
Person is a legal terminology.
Okay.
You're caught up in their administrative state when you start talking person. It's man.
Right. True.
And that goes to what a man is in Genesis 26 through 28, First Genesis 26, 28.
Thank you for the clarification. And that, as you say, I mean, the definitions there in 5 USC, I think 553, definition of person includes a lot of things that are not persons, but yeah, absolutely. So,
and that reminds me of Lark, what he says about terms,
Yeah.
And I would expand on what he says. The terms, the language being a technological tool is also can be used as a weapon. Sorry.
Absolutely. I just want to put together two things. That clip that we played from Martin Luther King's April 4, 1967, Beyond Vietnam speech, breaking silence And, you know, it's often a vocation of agony, but we must speak. And, you know, your point, that foundational issue, it reminds me, you know, the connection reminds me of the incident with Dasha Hargrave, the teacher who, 2016 Teacher of the Year, who's standing there at a school board meeting, and she says to the officer who's trying to shut her down, you know, he reaches out and she says, "Don't you touch me." And that's, you know, she believes that
that's a trespass on our person.
Exactly.
Damn it, I'm sorry. You know, I speak, you know, it's the indoctrination that we have, you know, but that is a trespass on our man's property. Yeah.
And then suddenly she has the realization that, you know what, this force majeure is in full effect and this agent doesn't respect those boundaries.
No, and that should be by every the rule bit, of the administrative state.
Yeah, and that should be every bit as horrifying as any of this, you know, high profile deviance that's circulating or anything. What happened to her was a clear violation. I mean,
it was repugnant.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, the other thing you didn't touch, you know, we diverted a bit, but is the fact that there were other of her peers there that were not at all impressed and followed her. And I got to applaud them, you know, and they took a risk, because when you're dealing with the administrative state person, you're liable to end up dead, a la Lavoie Finicum, Eric Garner in New York City selling Lucy cigarettes. Mm-hmm. You know, you can just start going down the list, all right?
Well, speaking of that, one of the things I was going to talk about today, and again, you know, your point about how this subject matter could fill 50 shows quite easily is well observed. Yeah. I was going to, you know, talk about some of the updates on Las Vegas. There's an interesting confluence of subject matter, I would say. The documentary, What Happened in Vegas, sort of, because of the timing of the documentary, it ended up kind of rolling up some of what happened in Las Vegas, but...
All right. Luke 4 that you shared the other day. Wonderful.
Uh-huh.
I would suggest people read that because it shows just how the opposition will hear that it's tempting the Jesus, but it just shows how the opposition will approach you. And the other thing is how the opposition will approach you, see the temptation in the garden. 4:18 of Luke, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. Now, this is the Jesus speaking of the gospel. You've heard me refer to the Bible as the gospel, all right? The Supreme Court of the United States of America refers to it as the gospel. So did Jesus, all right, prior to anybody organizing all this and calling just the four apostles here, John, Luke, Matthew, and forgive me, I'm having some aphasia there, before they put it together and called it gospel, all right. But he to preach the gospel to the poor, he hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Anyway, that and one other thing, something I wrote. The deceiver's palate abides a multitude of symbols. The brushstrokes of the portrait in the panoramic landscape. Intent is manifest in said idolatrous manifestation. So I'll leave it with that one. Be well, blessings of liberty, man. Thanks a lot, Chris.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you, as always. I appreciate your sentiments, your clarifications. I'm glad we got some of the nuances kind of picking up from yesterday. I was mentioning Ramsey Dennison's What Happened in Vegas, documenting police abuse. So just kind of a carry-on to the Daisha Hargrave story and her wake-up call, I guess, unfortunately. This is the reality of what's happening. So Ramsey Dennison, filmmaker, you know, his story, while on vacation in Las Vegas, Ramsey Dennison was walking through a parking lot when he saw a group of police officers abusing a stranger in custody. And shocked by what he witnessed, he called 911 to report police brutality, only to find himself arrested and a police report filled with lies and all kinds of other fun stuff, which became the subject of What Happened in Vegas, including documenting the abuse and even murder of the shooting deaths of folks like Trayvon Cole, Eric Scott, and Stanley Gibson. And it kind of incorporates some of what happened in Las Vegas on October 1, 2017. And so anyway, there's more to say on that, but it just reminds me of that story. And anyway, more to say, but let's go back to the phones and grab Harvey in Florida. Harvey, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Well, Chris, I've been meaning to call you for quite a while, and I held back. I really don't have too much to add compared to you, but just wanted to thank you so much for your wonderful program. It's so informative, and you must do such hard work, and the way you present it is probably the best speaker since Dr. Stan Monteith, if you know him.
Wow. Yeah, absolutely, and I thank you. I mean, that's a high compliment, Dr. Stan. Yeah, you know, appreciate it.
So kind and so considerate. You should be must listen to for every school grade child in America. Every classroom should play your program every day, except for the commercials. So I just wanted to thank you. Been meaning to call. Thank you for all your hard work, and it's wonderful. When I first tuned in at the top of the hour, and I'll make this short, I heard you broadcasting the speech by Dr. Martin Luther King. And there's been so many radio hosts in the last few weeks, in the last week or so, because of his holiday, bad-mouthing him and about his philandering and his communism and all that stuff. But his words, it's not a Twitter event. This is a man that he thought and meant was so important. That's why they had to murder him. And he played the recording the other day of Mr. Pepper that represented his family in court. So wanted to thank you for that. And I go back to the Vietnam War, and I'll tell you, my dearest friend, one of my very close friends as a child, was Jeffrey Miller. And Jeffrey Miller was murdered by the National Guard at Kent State University.
Uh-huh.
His brain's blown out, and he's on the cover of Life magazine at the time, which helped stop the Vietnam War. And you have George Herbert Walker Bush, who was the first ambassador to China, and Henry Kissinger, who made their foray into China during the Nixon administration and made the arrangements because they realized that the people are going to rise up and not going to go for their phony stinking wars anymore. And they made arrangements to give all the jobs, almost all the decent jobs in America for the average man, to the Chinese. And that's Daddy Bush and Henry Kissinger, who's still calling the shots behind the scene. And it's unthinkable because the people in America don't have jobs. They don't have decent jobs, except for, of course, making weapons and making munitions and making mass murder machines.
Yeah.
And you touched on the homeless. And yesterday I had a very poignant scene I crossed. You know, every city in America has thousands, tens of thousands of homeless living wherever they can in the freezing cold. And yesterday I saw a cemetery with the homeless sleeping in the cemetery because it was a ray of sunshine they could warm up in the cemetery. That's what capitalism has brought us. Thank you so much, Chris. Thank you.
You're welcome, Harvey. I appreciate your call and your kind remarks. The issue of homelessness, you know, again, The Guardian has done a great series on that for almost 2 years now. The most recent entry I saw yesterday was the story, 12 charged for defying California City's ban on feeding homeless. This is how we treat people in America, and that should be criminal. The Kent State issue,
They have in Orlando. That's what they have in Orlando, and I believe Gainesville and a lot of cities around here.
Yeah, and again, these are the cities where folks are bussed out or flown out, areas where folks are removed from the city to manipulate the numbers of homeless and to manipulate or create a veneer where it doesn't seem like there is the problem that there is, and shuffling people around. You know, quite frankly, I think it goes back to, in part, there's an aspect of it that ties back to what Jim said about the mobile diaspora, which I think is a great way to put that. But there's much more to say on that. I wish that we could. I think that we have some hard choices. You know, I think Dr. King was right. I think it's hard to argue that a guy with a well that deep is just, you know, marked by or categorized by his, certain predilections that folks like to focus on, which is, I think, a way of marginalizing the message along with the messenger. And it's hard to argue with his remarks, especially, you know, some of the speeches like the April 4, 1967 Beyond Vietnam speech. Who can argue with those sentiments? And we need to circle back around and observe the reminders of history and grow and do better and be better. I think it's high time for that. You mentioned China and what happened. It's interesting, just as an aside, that I talked about the New York Times obituary for David Rockefeller recently, and how reading between the lines, you can see exactly what you said, or it proves or validates what you said. David Rockefeller's Rolodex and the context and what happened in China. Even the New York Times obituary speaks to that. But what's interesting now, speaking of hard choices that we need to make, is, you know, Nobel Prize-winning economist Angus Deaton says that 73%, I think, of China's jobs are at risk of being automated now. And so even China's in trouble, and technocracy is seeking to gobble up all labor and all jobs. So as Americans, we have hard choices. And it's high time that we took a step back and stopped fighting and made some moves to, as Dr. Martin Luther King put it, to the high grounds of a firm dissent based upon the mandates of conscience and the reading of history. I think it's high time for that. Anyway, thanks again for your kind sentiments, Harvey.
One thing you brought up yesterday, I think it was, about the lady that went to the meeting and talked about the superintendent getting a tremendous raise while the teachers were getting nothing.
And yep, Dasha Hargrave.
Do you remember the phrase, "Don't tase me, bro"? You remember that from Gainesville?
Absolutely.
University.
Yeah. Yep.
This happens over and over again. I remember the 10 times I testified in front of St. Lucie County Commission to try to shut down their nuclear plant over there. And the reception I got wasn't too bad, but it wasn't very warm, and I got absolutely nowhere. So on that note, I'll let somebody else call. And your call is a wonderful also, Chris. You're terrific. Thank you.
Thank you, Harvey. I appreciate it. And thank you for your kind words. And I agree. I feel very fortunate. It's cathartic, to be sure. Let's go back to the phones real quick and grab. Thanks, Harvey. Let's grab Joe in Rhode Island. Joe, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hey, Chris. How are you?
Good, Joe. Good to hear from you.
Oh, boy. Hey, a few years back, we had a Bible study, and a young girl came to the meeting. She was highly enthused about what she was hearing, line on line, chapter by chapter, with the understanding of the words. And she said to me after a few weeks, she said, "Joe, I want to walk in the shoes of Jesus." And I said to her,
hold that thought, Joe. We'll pick that up on the other side of this break. Folks, stick around. We'll be right back.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Welcome back. Final segment of today's broadcast already, Wednesday, January 17th, 2018. We're on the phones. We have Joe in Rhode Island on the line. Joe, you were talking about the young, enthusiastic girl who said, "I want to walk in Jesus' shoes."
Right. And I mentioned to her that she should get the volume of the book, get to know the Jesus that you want to walk in his shoes. Well, in any event, she agreed, and she was a very good student. She studied hard. About 2 months later, she came back to the meeting, and I was so happy to see her. I says, "How's everything going? Everything all right?" She said, "Joe, I've been through all kind of things, just unbearable things. And to myself, I didn't want to say nothing to her, but I said to myself, that's what happens when you walk in the shoes of Jesus.
Yeah, that's a big discussion. There are lots of, I think, misconceptions that we are encouraged to operate under. You know, folks that say Jesus or God is my co-pilot, you're in the wrong seat. Or, you know, another one is God won't give you more than you can handle. I disagree. He won't give you more than he can handle. We're supposed to cast our cares on him. You know, Jesus said, my yoke is light. And, you know, so we're supposed to... The problem, I think, is, you know, we talk about, you know, turning away and we got to turn back to him. Well, that's where we run into problems. So
he said, I will be your rest.
Yeah.
And rest in the Greek is Sabbath. In other words, every day is a Sabbath when you rest in him.
Yeah.
And how do you rest in him? By studying his word. And then when you get the volume of the book, study deeper.
Yeah.
You know, a good teacher will teach a student and give them the tools to dig deeper into the languages, into the idioms and figures of speech. Give them the knowledge to study on their own and get a personal relationship in that study.
Absolutely.
That's where the rubber meets the road. That's the rest that everyone's searching for.
Absolutely. And, you know, to be quite frank, this broadcast is kind of an outreach to try to encourage folks to do that for themselves. You see examples of that throughout the Bible. Exodus chapter 20 is something that Jim brings up regularly. It's interesting. Around that place, Moses is saying to the Israelites, guys, let's go talk to God. It's awesome. And because of their own sin, they're convicted in their hearts. I've heard people kind of misconstrue this, but he says, let's go talk to them. They say, whoa, what are you, crazy? You talk to us, lest we perish. They're afraid because they're convicted in their hearts. And anytime, and then in other cases, you'll see folks trying to get between us and God. Moses is trying to connect them directly to God. And anytime someone tries to get in the middle of that, trouble always follows. So
I'm 71 years old now, Chris, and one thing I've learned, don't follow flesh men.
Yeah.
Sooner or later, they're going to let you down.
Absolutely. Thank you, Joe. Great way to end the broadcast. He's absolutely right. Jesus said commandments and teachings of men is equivalent to doctrines of demons. I hope it was informative. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless. And we'll catch you on the other side.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.